This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. There are several red flag warning signs that a Stalinist purge is actually underway right now in America. And I'm going to mention those signs. And once you hear them here in this podcast, you'll say, oh, yeah, that is happening. Whoa. My name is Mike Adams. I appreciate you tuning in. You can hear my podcast at healthrangerreport.com. I have been recently censored by YouTube. They terminated my entire channel without warning and without explanation. Over 1,700 videos wiped out, including all my videos on how to make smoothies and gardening and food production and rescuing wild animals. All this stuff just gone because I dared to talk about liberty and health freedom and food freedom. So that is part of the purge, by the way. That's actually point number one, that there is a purge underway to silence voices that discuss liberty and freedom and individual rights. The fact that they deleted the Health Ranger channel without explanation and without warning is proof that the Stalinist purge is underway. In this purge, of course, they cannot tolerate anyone to have a voice that counters the official narratives. They can't have anyone questioning the status quo. They can't have anyone telling you there's mercury in vaccines still in America. It's still in flu shots. They can't have anyone telling you, by the way, there are aborted human fetal cells that are used in vaccines, and it's listed in the ingredients on the FDA's website, which I've covered on naturalnews.com. They can't have anyone saying these things because, of course, they have to cover up the truth about what is happening. So that's point number one. The second big point in all of this is that despite all of the censorship happening, and it's targeting many conservative channels and many independent media channels, I mean, thousands of them, they're being demonetized or they're being wiped out across YouTube, Facebook, Google, and Twitter, and even other sites. The fact that this is happening and the fact that there hasn't been a single prominent left-wing person to denounce this is stunning. Nothing less than stunning, astonishing. There isn't a single person on the left that has spoken out against this. Not even the ACLU. The ACLU hasn't said a damn thing as all these civil liberties are being destroyed. Where's the ACLU on this? Where's the EFF? What is it? The Electronic Frontier Foundation? Or is it Freedom? I forget the name. It's EFF. You know, you would think that the EFF or the ACLU would put out statements about this censorship purge, and maybe they will. I'm not slamming them. The EFF does really great work, by the way. Maybe they're still observing this situation, and maybe they're going to offer legal representation for somebody who's getting hammered by this. Hey, maybe that person is me. Who knows? But the point is, people on the left, you know, prominent lawmakers, where is Nancy Pelosi denouncing this censorship purge? Nowhere. Hasn't said a thing. Where's Bernie Sanders? Nope, hasn't said a thing. Where's Ron Wyden of Oregon? Hasn't said a damn thing. Not to my knowledge, anyway. In fact, the left-wing media is denying that this is happening. This is their latest tactic. To say, oh, no, you're not being censored. No. There's no purge. It's not happening. Really? Then why is my entire channel deleted? And everybody else that I know is also being similarly targeted and punished. Of course it's happening. CNN is such fake news. They're so lost in delusional fairy tale land that they cannot even report the true facts about what is happening in reality right now online. CNN is in absolute denial about what's happening. And they're trying to convince their viewers that, oh, there's no censorship purge. Nothing's happening. Wow. And the Washington Post is in on that too. And the New York Times also. You see, what this proves is that the radical left, which has become the mainstream left, believes in censorship. They love censorship, as long as it's not them being censored. They love to censor political opponents. They love to censor people who protect liberty. They love it. They worship it. They endorse it. And when it happens, they pretend it's not happening. It's like they attack you in a dark alley with a baseball bat and smash you in the teeth with a bat, and you fall to the ground, and then they say, go ahead and speak. Go ahead. You have First Amendment rights. Go ahead. And then wham, they smack you in the face again. Yeah, why aren't you speaking? You have the right to speak. Go ahead. Wham, they kick you in the face with the heel of their boot. Why aren't you speaking? Oh, yeah, you have First Amendment rights. This is what the left is doing. They are tyrants. Make no mistake. They are tyrants. And you know, there's something else I observed about all this. It wasn't too many years ago that I could have been convinced to be more on the progressive side of politics. And under the Bush administration, I really was kind of more on the progressive side. But after what I have seen and experienced firsthand, I now know that leftism, i.e. progressivism, and Democrats are so evil and so tyrannical and such dishonest, unethical, malicious people that I am anti-left for life. I will never be a progressive at this point. I will never endorse their agenda. I will never vote for a Democrat ever in my life because they are evil. And when they run companies, those companies become evil. And when they run governments, those governments become evil. They weaponize government against individual citizens to destroy liberty and destroy your free speech rights. And now they're weaponizing Google and weaponizing YouTube and Facebook to also destroy individual liberty and free speech rights. So I find that kind of an interesting piece of introspection, that if you wonder why do I seem to have more resolve about these issues of censorship and freedom? The answer is because I'm on the front lines and they are firing mortars at me. You can't deny it. They're terminating my channels. And my channel is one of the most prominent natural health, holistic health, health freedom channels of content on the planet. That's inarguable. And they think that censorship is okay? Really? That's the left? So believe me when I say I will never vote for a Democrat ever in my life. It will never happen. I will never endorse a Democrat. I will never, ever sign up to be part of that totalitarian regime. They are so evil. And I encourage you to think about who you're voting for. And, you know, Republicans can become corrupt too. You know, political parties, I think, are almost like ancient artifacts. They're like tribalism. And we probably don't really need them anymore. And parties can become corrupt. You know, power can corrupt almost any institution. But the one thing I notice about Republicans is when they are in power, they don't use it to try to obliterate and censor and silence their opponents. Republicans kind of have politeness. There's a level of civility among Republicans, usually. I know there are exceptions, but usually there's civility there that you just don't see in Democrats. Democrats are like a gang. They're like a mob, like an armed mob of people wielding baseball bats and tracking you down in a parking lot, in a parking garage at night, just waiting to gang up on you and smash the windshield of your car and beat your face in. That's Democrats. Now, they talk a good game. They talk about how they're compassionate and they love equality and they love diversity. No, they don't. They demand conformity. They demand obedience. And if you don't go along with their cult, then they'll smash your face in. That's YouTube. That's Google, Facebook. So don't fall for the fake cover story of Democrats. They are part of an evil institution. I mean, look at Hillary Clinton, for God's sake. Can you get more evil? Can you get more gangsta, mafia, you know, political mafioso than Hillary Clinton? That woman is evil on steroids. Thank God we stopped her. But, you know, she's still lurking out there along with Obama, lurking out there with plans to overthrow this country and to take away your liberty and to silence all the voices of reason and voices of freedom that are speaking out, like me and others. You know, we have to, it's almost like regardless of your political beliefs, whether you believe in big government or small government or what have you, for a time at least, I would invite you to vote against Democrats at every election. Always vote against the Democrats. They're too powerful. They're too dangerous. They're running the schools. They're running the universities, they're running the tech companies, they're running the academic institutions, the science agenda. You know, they're running, in many ways, the medical system. They're running so much of the culture, the TV, the news networks, Hollywood. They dominate in culture, and they are dangerous, and they are totalitarians. We gotta hold them back, folks. So at the next election, I've even said this, even if there's not a Republican running or an independent running or someone else, even if you have to write in the name of your neighbor's dog, it's better to vote for your neighbor's dog than to vote for a Democrat. Democrats are dangerous. They are evil. They are malicious. And they do not believe in liberty. They do not believe in equality or freedom of speech or any of that stuff that they claim to believe in. They don't believe in anything that you and I actually value, which is, you know, freedom of speech, liberty. These things really matter. Democrats hate all that stuff. So just giving you some things to think about. And also a little background of why I speak out about this so much now. Frankly, if the Democrats hadn't been targeting me and censoring me, I might not have been, you know, so certain of the things that I just said. But now that I've experienced it myself, it's like, hey, the Democrats have awakened a sleeping giant here in the Health Ranger. Now, I'm going to actively work against them forever, as long as I live. I will work to defeat Democrats. And I may even change the focus of what I do. I'm still trying to think about that right now. But defeating Democrats is, in my opinion, even more important than almost any other topic that I talk about. Because if you don't have liberty, how can you even talk about pesticides or pharmaceuticals or vaccines or nutrition or home gardening or any of that stuff? If you don't have liberty, you're screwed at every level on every topic. You gotta have liberty. You gotta protect your right to speak, your right to exist first. And since that is under attack, I think I'm gonna have to make that my priority to defend our liberty. So I don't know. Don't be surprised if I change my name from the Health Ranger to something else, because health is crucial, but liberty actually comes first, because you can't even pursue health if you don't have liberty to begin with. And liberty is under assault. There's a Stalinist purge underway in America right now. It is so dangerous. It is so evil. It must be stopped. So join me, you know, follow my work. I'm going to keep thinking about this. I got a new video distribution website called real.video. You can check it out, real.video. It's not launched yet, but you can sign up there for an invitation. And you can also see my videos at Vimeo. That's V-I-M-E-O, vimeo.com/healthranger. So check all that out. You can hear my podcast at healthrangerreport.com, and you can, of course, read my articles at naturalnews.com. I am 100% pro-liberty. I am not backing down. They are not going to silence me. They're not going to intimidate me, that's for sure. All they do is make me more determined to defeat evil and restore liberty and free speech for all of us, you, me, and others that we don't even know yet. So I thank you for your support. Share everywhere. Keep listening. I'll keep fighting for your liberty.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. HealthRangerStore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's HealthRangerStore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke. compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.